on the farm, included in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Seven after the hour, Ken Kessler and I are here holding down the fort. You'll like it. Those of you who are new to the program, having Jennifer Horn around all the time back here with us in her seat next week. Rich will be back next week for an extended... he used to be here with me at least 4 hours of the 6 hours I'm on the air. I cut that back to 2 or 3 hours. And in some of the weeks when he's having his chemo, he's not here at all. We miss him, and we wish him well. Roberta Fasanelli back next week as well. So we'll have, it's kind of like summer's over. We're into fall. Everybody's sort of settling back into their seats as well they ought to. Kenny and I have got, we're getting spread here from being in these seats all by ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be nice to have everybody back.
Friday, September 27th, and the focus first on that pilot. You may have heard the story. I was talking about it earlier. United flight from Houston to Seattle diverted to Boise. Pilot had a heart attack and died. He has died. So it got me off onto a discussion of pilots and how there seems to be a different now set of circumstances, a set of rules, because Kenny and I remembered, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, when pilots all had to be fit-looking, svelte, and I think most of them are. I just find the pilots for U.S. Airways to be, in general, more out of what I consider to be out of shape than most other airlines. That's just my observation from looking around in the airports. But that's too bad about the pilot passing away. A fellow that I knew the last 10, let me think, I've known this guy since, actually longer than that. I was thinking last night that I've known him for about 7, maybe 8 years long. I mean, actually longer than that. Wonderful old guy who had great stories. He was an old farmer, and he became a developer. And I actually bought some land from him for use as a farm. And he and I became great friends. Most people didn't like him. I liked him a lot. He was 89 years old. He had all kinds of problems, diabetes. He'd fallen down, broken his hip, got pneumonia, all those things that happen when you get older. This guy was a Navy SEAL in World War II. He got in when he was 17, and he had amazing stories that he would tell about blowing up ships, the Japanese ships in various places in the Pacific. He had 3 bullet holes in his back, and this guy was not fazed by anything. He wasn't afraid of anything. He was as tough as nails, and people mistook that for him being insensitive. Well, he was a little insensitive, but he was an old farmer. And I, when his brother called me and said that he died during the night, I was very upset about it. He was a very good guy. We all have those experiences. But, you know, when somebody like that, it's in a sense, for a couple of reasons, it's the end of an era. For guys, there aren't many guys around now that can tell those stories, frankly. And there aren't many guys around who were farmers either through the 50s. When he got out of the service, his mother had some land in a nearby town, and they became farmers, dairy farmers, pig farmers. And then in the 60s, they decided they didn't want to work that hard, so they developed the land, put in a bunch of houses. He started rolling, and he'd been developing land ever since. Had some of the nicest places in the communities around here, very upscale stuff. And a good guy. So, Bob Quirk, you will be missed. Sorry that you're gone. 10 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So, how many of you take out payday loans? How many of you are borrowing money on Friday when you get paid? Or maybe you borrow it on Monday. You get paid Friday. You spend it all over the weekend. Monday you borrow because you're going to pay it back on Friday. How many of you do that? The Federal Trade Commission has filed a friend of the court brief in support of consumers who are suing one of the biggest payday lenders, it's Payday Financial, for unfair and deceptive collection practices. Among issues in the suit against this company, Payday Financial, is a contract provision that requires complaining lenders to submit to arbitration at the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribal Court in South Dakota. If you got a complaint against Payday Financial, you got to go to South Dakota to file it. That seems a bit inconvenient. So yeah. Maybe the best thing for you. How many are? I've never done this, honestly. Kenny, have you ever done this? Had to do this?
No.
All right. Some people do it as a matter of course, and the interest rates they pay are ridiculous. But some people are desperate, and these people prey on their desperation. So they give you the money, and a week later you owe them twice what you borrowed from, whatever that foolishness is about. But there are a number of these payday loan outfits, some of them local, some of them national. Something, though, to kind of look out for. You always got to read the fine print. You don't want to be like a member of Congress and don't bother to read the bill before you vote on it. You want to read it. It's like a mortgage. How many of you got into trouble in the last go-around with mortgage problems because you didn't read the fine print? I've never read the fine print in my mortgage. I'd be the first to tell you that. I hired somebody to do it, expected that they would, if there's a problem, what do we know that? Yeah, okay, no, it's fine. That's what I was told. So, all right. Oh, with regard to the pilot, I saw something that I wanted to make mention of in terms of the passenger airline business in our country. The number of people working in the airline industry in the month of August is, or was, 381,000. There are 381,000 workers, 2.6% fewer than last year. So why is that? Well, because you've had American Airlines file for bankruptcy, and they cut down their work staff by 8%. So I'm betting that that pretty much took care of most of the 2.6%. The others were transitions from the Northwest Delta merger and the United Continental merger. So as mergers take place, and this isn't just the airline business, this is any business. That's why people consolidate. That's why you hear stories, those of you who follow the radio business closely, there are a number of consolidations going on. And that's taking its toll on the available jobs that are here for people to pursue in the broadcasting business. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug@DougStephan.com. Ken@DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day Show and @Good Day Show on Twitter. Congratulations to our winner this week in the Dream Big America contest. His name is Michael Bazette. He has a company called Jar with a Twist. You can access the info on his company, jarwithatwist.com. This is one of the most clever things that we've had in our 4 months of doing Dream Big America, which is my way of encouraging entrepreneurialism in America. We have a contest every week. You can hear or go to the downloads if you want, DougStephan.com. Look on the on the right-hand side to where you can download any of the podcasts or the whole half hour that's edited so you can listen to the context of these programs every Tuesday. It's very cool to be able to vote on a person who you think really deserves support. And this fellow, Bazette, Jar with a Twist, won about $20,000 yesterday, or was it? Yes, what's today? On Tuesday.
With this
Jar with a Twist is very clever. It really is. So if you want to see how it can be, you can access it. Go to jarwithatwist.com. I'm proud of all the people that we've had on this program and want to encourage more entrepreneurialism. So if you have a company and you'd like to get exposure and you'd like to be a competitor in our Dream Big America contest every week and come up with the ability to get $20,000 worth of cash and support for your business, go to dreambigamerica.us. dreambigamerica.us. You can go to DougStephan.com and look for the Dream Big logo and look around and send an email and tell the people who are there doing the research, the vetting, that you want your company to be a candidate, and they'll take it from there. All right, that's at dreambigamerica.us through DougStephan.com.
Musicians, over 700 products representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Doug's Good Day program, 18FAR, Ken Kessler and Doug Aru here. Toyota is recalling the Sienna minivan to prevent it from rolling away. Okay. The parking or brake mechanism is obviously not working too well. So if you're having trouble with your Sienna minivan, perhaps you best bring it back to the Toyota dealer right away so you don't get most of the people who are driving them are so-called soccer moms with kids in the back. And I wouldn't think this would be a great ad for Toyota Sienna minivans anyway, but maybe if you haven't heard the story, you ought to get it checked out. Speaking of checking things out, Postal Service in my focus in the next half hour, along with some of the farm news. Right now, it's time for a 2020 info quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Which breed of dog is basically and generally considered to be the most intelligent? I always love, people love to brag about their dogs. So let's see if you can come up with the breed of dog that is the most intelligent. Of all the dog breeds, which one is the most intelligent? 888-302-3684. This compiled information from various sources. Dr. Carlson, I use in California. Warren Eckstein, who's our pet guy here. Lots of different sources. This is pretty much generally considered to be the breed that is. There's not much argument about the breed that's most intelligent. And it's not an English bulldog just because I have one. She's very smart. I think individually, it's like humans. Some individuals are smarter than others. But in general, this breed of dog is the most intelligent. Which breed is it? 888-302-3684 here on Good Day.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begins at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young Longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Pursue what we often do this part of the program in this hour, going through the top five songs from a particular year. This week in 1988, for example, saw in the number five position Def Leppard. I never knew. Leopards have a hard time hearing? Is that true, Kenny? In the research on
just,
that?
Just this particular one.
This particular leopard is deaf. Okay. Song called Love Bites. There you go. That's a philosophy from the 80s, or I guess maybe people through time. When do you think, in the course of human events, when do you think the first person, the first human being realized he or she was in love? Isn't that an interesting word, even? I love you. That word. Isn't it? It's really, it sort of is like those words. It is not like, but it is a word that is what it sounds like for some reason or another. The word love. One wonders how these words even come into being. I know I'm getting really deep into this. It's just a song, but it's such.
Should be the most philosophical anyone's been about Def Leppard.
Yeah, especially when it comes to a song entitled Love Bites. That's number five during this week. 1988 is the year in question here, or in the focus. Number four belongs to Robert Palmer. Wish you'd like it. It's a pretty good rock week here. We got three of the top five from his some of his favorite rock groups, rock bands. This is what Palmer was part of. What group? How do I forget that?
He was in a short-lived group in the 80s called Power Station.
Was he? They can always ask Kenny that, he knows. So Robert Palmer, simply irresistible. Crack it up for a minute, Michael, will you? Get the gist of it. That's number four. Number three belongs to a lady that I always thought was amazingly attractive. She had this gorgeous mane of thick brown, dark brown hair. And she, let's just say she was, how do I best put this without sounding like a sexist? What the heck, I might as well sound like a sexist.
She was hot.
She's built. She was. So Taylor Dane, and she had a couple of hits, and that was it. She pretty much disappeared, right?
I was just wondering whatever happened to her.
Yeah, I remember calling
she
her.
Had...
Taylor Dane with the main. What did she had? What?
I was just saying she had a bunch of hits in the late 80s, early 90s, and then
disappeared. All right, and this is the part of the song you remember. Crack it up, Michael. Big voice. a Whitney Houston kind of voice. I will always love you. Never give up. Good philosophy for love. All right, Guns N' Roses. Number two. I wish you would like this. Sweet Child of Mine. Mm-hmm. I actually don't remember this song. I don't know why I don't. Number two from this week in 1988. Let's move into, this is the one I really like. From number one the week before, stayed number one this week. Bobby McFerrin's Philosophy of Life. Don't worry, be happy. Why not? Let's keep this around. It's been in our mind for today, this weekend, next week, next month, next year, rest of your life. Don't worry. It's not worth it anyway, because most of the things you worry about don't come to fruition. Be happy.
Many people are working caregivers.
I am one of them.
AARP family expert, Amy Goyer.
I work a full-time plus job, and I'm caregiving for both my parents.
Now Amy's written a book about handling the load.
I know what working caregivers need. We need it to be quick and easy and straight to the point and practical, useful tips.
Like putting together a hospital survival bag and tools to help you divvy up caregiving responsibilities.
So, for example, if you, in your own self-assessment, you're kind of a people person, but you really don't enjoy paperwork and you don't enjoy finances, maybe you're the caregiver who's better at taking your loved one to doctor's appointments.
So maybe someone you trust should file the insurance forms and handle the finances. Amy Goyer's new ebook is Juggling Work and Caregiving. It's free and will be available soon at aarp.org/caregivingbook. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday. Having a little fun. Our 2020 info quiz focusing on what you think. But this is going to be based in fact because I know what the answer is doing the research. Which breed of dog is the most intelligent? 888-302-3684. You got a couple more minutes to try to figure that out. I'm interested in looking at all of the people who are on the line right now. They all say the same thing. And we'll find out if they are correct in a matter of moments. 888-302-3684, the most intelligent dog breed. What is it? Which is it? Which one is it? There is a lot of news today, and I don't understand where this came from, Kenny. Maybe you can steer me in the right direction. Maybe it's as a result of this Department of State draft copy of the Climate Action Report, which is compiled every 4 years to meet a UN requirement. The report cites progress in reducing emissions by doubling the amount of electric generated from solar and wind and that kind of stuff. The pushing of higher fuel efficiency standards for cars, trucks, that kind of stuff. Scientists say they are more certain that mankind causes global warming, and this will cause a flood of conversation on most of the political talk radio programs today. If you're left of center, you'll agree. If you're right of center, you'll say it's bobbledygook. And the reality is it's somewhere in between. Mankind does cause certain effects that are creating global warming. And the Earth itself, Mother Nature, in her wisdom, creates the scenario as well. As you look back over any of the drillings into the core of the Earth that have been done to figure out what the climate was like here over the billions and billions of years our planet has existed, and it's been back and forth, fluctuating every 20,000, 23,000, 24,000 years. Ice ages come and go. The continents, the shelves move. This planet is always in motion, always moving. And because we only are here about 100 years, what does that tell us? It doesn't tell us. It certainly doesn't give us any facts on the history of the planet. So you can come up with your theories about global warming and whether they are, again, focused on man being responsible or the planet doing what it does. I'm sure that we could probably find some place in between where most people would come to an agreement that, yeah, it is kind of a it's a multifaceted thing. It really is. 888-302-3684. I wanted to spend some time talking about agricultural issues and also the U.S. Postal Service. As you know, the service yesterday proposed a 3-cent, about 6.5% rate hike for first-class mail. Jay Leno had it right last night when he was laughing about, here's how to encourage business, charge people more. These people are so stupid. It just is
what,
amazing.
What kind of business plan is that anyway when you say, okay, we're losing customers and money, so let's charge more.
Right. It's typical.
So the customers
Saying they aren't a government agency. Of course they are. They're run just like every other governmental agency. They keep reaching into your pocket. And some people really need the Postal Service. I, for one, and I told this story briefly yesterday, but I'm going to tell it more in detail here because it is so annoying. And that's the best spin I can put on it. The arrogance of these people who have their job protection, you all know it. You know what I'm talking about. When it comes to Postal Service, what you get service, I shouldn't even use it. Why do they call it U.S. Postal Service? Baloney. It isn't a service at all. It's a horrible example of unions getting too powerful, people having too much protection. So the mail, I'm in an RFD, a rural, they call it rural free delivery. I'm in a zone declared many years ago because the area I live in is pretty rural in comparison to the suburban surroundings that I'm in. And so it's been declared a rural free route. And I remember as a kid working with one of the people that delivered the mail for a summer. It was kind of fun. I know the whole route. And so for the course of it, I'd be interested to know what your experience is. If you have mail delivered to a post office, I mean to a box, a mailbox on the street, or if you're in a close-knit community, maybe the postman walks around and puts it in your mailbox, out in front of your house somewhere. Do you get delivery at the same time, and has it always been at the same time? And is it an acceptable time for you? Mornings, middays, maybe early afternoon? People who get their mail delivered late in the day always, always, always complain. I've never had here where I am the mail delivered after 2 o'clock, unless it was a mistake or the guy was on vacation, something like that. And therefore, you can use what comes in the mail to better your business or whatever it is. There are a lot of people that depend on the mail delivery. And so when we started getting our mail at 5:30 in the afternoon, I asked the driver why. And he gave me the most lip. I was very pleasant about it. I said, this is not about you. I just want to know why we're getting our mail at 5:30 when it's never happened before. Yeah, I did this route for a couple of years ago, and you used to get your mail very late. And I wanted to say to him, it's because you were a terrible delivery guy, but I didn't say that. Maybe the equivalent of what happens in a restaurant when you complain about the waiter, they spit in your food. This guy was ready to spit in my eye, I could tell. I can hardly wait to see how long he holds on. I don't even want to hold the thought about what he's doing with the checks that come in the mail. At any rate, so I went on the Postal Service website. I challenge you, if you even want to be bothered, to go to the Postal Service website and try to make it work. It didn't for me, and I tried 4 times. And it said on the screen, inoperable at the moment. All right, so there's good service for you. And then dial the 800 number. I guarantee you, you will be on hold for 40 to 45 minutes before even somebody picks up the phone. What are these people thinking? The chairman of the Board of Governors, Mickey Barnett, says increasing postal rates is the last resort, reflects extreme financial challenges. Run the thing like a business, you morons. Under federal law, postal rates can't be raised over the rate of inflation, which is 2%. So the rate hike will have to be approved by the Postal Regulatory Commission. Yeah, you got to know those guys are really on the ball, right? That's how they got there. They deserve every bit of. And I wish them. I don't know what I wish them. You hold the thought. Thoughts are things. So it just screws up your own karma and your own deal if you wish them ill. So I guess I better rethink that. I just am tired of it. And most of you are as well. That's why you use email. That's why you use social media to communicate. That's why you pay your bills online. Richie always is yanking me around about that because I do pay my bills online. And it just the whole thing bothers me. All right, let's get to, and I'm sure it bothers you too. That's why I reflected as I have. 888-302-3684. All right, let's just go to Tim, who is in Tiffin, WTTF. Hi, Tim.
How are you doing today?
I'm well. How about you?
Oh, not bad. Just trying to get to work this morning.
Yeah, what do you do for work?
I am a construction guy.
Yeah. How's construction in Tiffin in Northwest Ohio?
It's not too bad if you subcontract. It's tough to make it on your own, though.
Are you a subcontractor for a larger contractor, or are you the guy hiring the subs?
Well, I do both, but we make most of our money subcontracting from larger companies.
Really? Would I know the name of your company?
Not unless you live in Tiffin.
Well, I lived in Tiffin for 4 years as a student at Heidelberg, so I know my way around pretty well there.
I see. Well, the name of my company is TJ's Roofing and Home Improvement.
All right. That's good. I'm glad I gave you a little plug anyway, one way or another.
Thank you.
People in Tiffin, TJ's Home Improvement and Roofing, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. What kind of a dog do you have?
I have poodles.
Do you? And you think that poodles are the smartest breed?
Well, I don't particularly think that, only based on the reaction of my own dogs, but Animal Planet says that that's the smartest breed that's out there.
Really?
Yes.
Well, Animal Planet differs with my sources that say Border Collies are the breed, the most intelligent dog. Border Collies are smarter than poodles. I know my daughter has two poodles. My former wife, her mother's poodle, when she died, she got that poodle, and she has another younger one. And they're both very smart, very likable, lovable dogs. Not as lovable as my Charlotte, but they're lovable dogs. And I've been around Border Collies. They're hyper. Poodles are hyper. The smarter dogs, maybe this is like smarter people. What do you think, Tim? Smarter people, smarter dogs, they're all kind of hyper, right?
I believe that your dogs are kind of a reflection of your personality, so I guess if you live kind of a sporadic life, your dogs are going to be a little bit crazy.
Right. I think you're right about that. All right. Well, I gave you a plug for your roofing and construction business. Good luck to you. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right. The answer is Border Collie, so the rest of you, everybody had the same answer, and you're all wrong. Well, wrong, right? Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. There you go. All right. In a moment, we're going to pursue this week's farm news, or at least some of it anyway. And I think you'll have a smile after you listen to at least part of it. Every day, people set goals to work on themselves. It's home improvement. Body. Your body is your home, is it not? Your body is your castle. So if you have things that are going on in your body that are problematic, you probably want to fix them. And I will tell you, if you have unhealthy teeth, and that's described as teeth that are yellow, that are stained, that with that attract lots of germs and bacteria that gets into your gums and can make you very sick. Here's the way to fix that problem. To keep your teeth clean and white, you need to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs are a clinically proven teeth whitening system that I've been happy to use since they started talking about it here on the Good Day program. And what works is that you use these two swabs. You put the white one on first, then the blue one. And that takes you about 2 minutes, and then within 5 minutes, you will see your teeth starting to whiten. Just keep doing that. Get rid of all those stains and not have to use sand in toothpaste. Use bleaches in toothpaste. Use some of this. Oh, my God. Look at the things, the ingredients in those trays that you put in your mouth. Boy, no wonder your gums are sensitive after you're done with that. This is a risk-free trial for Power Swabs. Dial 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen, and a free stain-out quick stick, which is something you can use on the run to get the stains off of your teeth. 800-865-7602. People have busy lives. 5 minutes is quick to remove your stains. Take advantage of that. 800-865-7602. No trays, no strips, none of that stuff. And make sure that you tell them, again, that Doug said, call this number, 800-865-7602, because they give you a quick shipping deal, free, and the stain-out quick stick, 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
This is Ted Cruz. Obamacare is only days away, and it's a disaster. It's the number one job killer in America, and it's forcing people into part-time work. People who are struggling are paying higher rates or losing their health insurance altogether. President Obama has granted waivers to big corporations and to Congress. How about a waiver for hardworking Americans? Let's bring back jobs and stop government bureaucrats from getting between us and our doctors. Sign the national petition to defund Obamacare. Politicians aren't listening, but you can make the difference. Pick up the phone now and help us send a message to Washington.
Call 1-800-383-4547 to sign the voice petition to defund Obamacare. That's 1-800-383-4547. This is our last chance to stop Obamacare. 1-800-383-4547. Paid for by Senate Conservatives Fund and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. SenateConservatives.com.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
All right, so Conan O'Brien likes to joke about a lot of things. He last night took off on a special study that has been done on cows and what to feed them.
A new study says we should change how we feed cows so they don't produce so much of the greenhouse gas methane. Yeah, the first step they recommend, eliminate taco night.
Wow.
That's been a huge problem.
All right, cows, you're your tacos.
I actually feed my cows bread from time to time and leftover dough. They like that kind of stuff. Pies, cakes, they like all that sort of thing. And it's good for them. Gives them a little of the extra starch they don't get out of the grass and the corn and the other basic things that they are fed. I'm looking at the current issue of Modern Farmer, and on the cover is a sleepy-looking goat. However, that's not really what the major article in the magazine is about. Former President Bill Clinton contributed an article. Either thought they'd have put him on the cover, but they didn't. Anyway, the Clinton focus was on farming, space, and soil. The magazine offers advice on building a corn maze, for example. There are articles on climate change and its effect on lettuce and the other foods that we are eating. I get this magazine, frankly. It's connected to successful farming, been around for 100 years. But this is an outgrowth, if you will, of successful farming. They're trying to benefit from the first signs of growth in the total number of farms in our country since World War II. I wonder how many of you knew that that was going on. We had a discussion here in my hometown last night about trying to protect open space, and my farms are the biggest land, you know, it's the biggest privately held piece of land in town, so they're trying to protect that and others. And there are some actually very good ideas that have come to the surface. One of the things, though, that people are still not realizing that live in the city is that more and more people, for example, Massachusetts, for many years has had about 5,000 farmers. Now we have about 7,000, and we have less land. So it's more important to all the time to protect them. The country's moving toward individual farming in terms of the preference the buyer has. Unfortunately, the government and big business isn't going along with that plan. They're trying to kill all the small farms. You hear me talking about that all the time. But if you get a chance to look at this magazine, you might look online, Modern Farmer.
K
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Boy George from the movie The Crying Game. So it's called The Crying Game. It was released during this week in 1992. You remember this movie, Chuck Curry? Crying Game?
Sure. It was famous for its shock ending. I won't give it away.
A shocking ending?
Yeah, a very surprising ending, yeah.
Really? Okay. I don't remember the movie at all. Don't remember this song, but that doesn't mean anything other than I don't remember it. Big deal. It goes back to 1992, so 21 years ago. Boy George here on the Good Day program. Movie music starts movie moments. Chuck is going to review the new movies coming out this weekend. We have a contest for you. Contest, the Fun Friday stuff is always cool because I have lots of contests. Want people to win lots of things. And so this is no exception. If you haven't won before in movie moments, pay attention closely to these three pieces of audio, which we are about to present for your listening and dancing pleasure. You identify the movie, and you win the prize if you haven't won. So here we go with the audio from the number one movie during this week in 1987.
Fencing, fighting, torture, revenge, giants, monsters, chases, escapes, true love, miracles.
It sounds like it sounds like an edition of Columbo. Is that the right voice?
It sounds very familiar. I don't know the answer yet. But,
all right, well, we've got to help you, Chucker, and help everybody else get the answer. Here's the second clue.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable. You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
I don't know that voice.
I know it. That's, people will know it off that clip. But yeah, the first voice you had right, though.
I did, yeah. All right, thank you, yeah. Chuck. That's encouraging to know. 888-302-3684. Last clue.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.
That's Billy Crystal, right?
Yep.
All right. So I got the pieces here. Anyway, it's not important for me to have the pieces. It's important for you to have the pieces. What's the name of that movie? 888-302-3684. Chuck, what's coming out this weekend that we're going to be excited about?
Four movies hit theaters nationwide this weekend. Doug Rush, Ron Howard's new race car drama starring Chris Hemsworth, who played the superhero movie Thor. Still getting tremendously good reviews, some of the best of Ron Howard's career. Race car movies, Doug, are a tough sell at the box office, though. It's tracking.
Why is that? NASCAR is so popular. Why are race car movies that, well, The Fast and the Furious is not a tough sell. What are you talking about?
Well, that's totally different. That's so. This is a straight drama, very different than an action-oriented Fast and Furious.
So it's not like
I can't answer that question. I'm not a big race car, honestly.
Yeah.
Am I excited to see it? I'll probably see it, but I can't say I'm excited because I don't like the subject matter.
Huh.
Also, opening Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, which is tracking big. Ask me if I care. I don't.
I don't either.
Don John with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Scarlett Johansson. That film was shot on a $5 million budget, and a comedy called Baggage Claim open up a theater. Some movie news of interest: Dallas Bryce Howard, who's Ron Howard's daughter, reportedly being offered the lead role in Jurassic World, which is the fourth entry in the Jurassic Park franchise. It hits theaters June 12, 2015. And then actor Michael B. Jordan, who gained good notices for the independent film Fruitvale Station this year, reportedly could be a major part of Independence Day 2. I think he'd be. I liked him a lot, and I think he'd be good. If I had to make a guess, I'd say he's going to play Will Smith's son in that film. Yeah.
Did you tell us that Kurt?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And HBO has renewed Boardwalk Empire for a fifth season, the fourth season's in its second episode. And this show's never resonated totally like the Sopranos with.
It's too damn violent. It's horrible.
I'm a big fan. I think it's really well acted.
Well, you like that? You like that violence and that creepy stuff? But for me, I watched 5 seconds of it until I saw how violent it was. That was the end of it for me. Did you say Kurt Russell had joined the cast of Fast and Furious 7?
Yes.
And they're shooting now, I think, in Atlanta, aren't they? Vin Diesel, Paul Walker.
They just started filming in the last 2 weeks. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Statham is going to play the villain.
Oh, right. Yes, you said that. Okay, got it. Gail's listening at Clarkston, Washington. What's the name of the movie in question here, Gail?
The Princess Bride.
Princess Bride is correct. Yes, ma'am. Number one movie during this week in 1987. You win the swell prize.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.